Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Pelioitz, Natabga Bechiyo, Shema 181, where the Pelioitz is telling us, seize the moment, use the opportunity. If you have the ability to cry out to Hashem, use this opportunity. I was just by a bris, and many know, but for those who don't, I want to share something with you. At the time when the baby is crying, because he's about to have his bris, it is an important opportunity to daven to Hashem. The baby is crying. We said earlier that all the gates have been sealed since the Churban Beis Hamikdash, except for the gates of tears. The baby's tears are coming down. The mitzvah of the bris milah is taking place. It is such an opportune time to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Daven for those who need a shidduch. Daven for those who haven't tried to have children. Daven for Yeshua and Klal Yisrael. For the safety of our brothers and sisters of Klal Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael, around the world. Daven for Shalom Bayis. Daven for people who need Parnassa. Daven. It's an opportune time. Says the Pelioitz. Ulefi goydel skulas ademois. Because of the tremendous power of tears, royally schazek uloit zion b'shaita. It's appropriate to strengthen yourself and shed those tears at the right time. What happens to a person? He just can't bring it out. He can't bring out the tears. What he should do is raise his voice in a sound of tears. Raise your voice in such a way. Because that approach also is valued by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now look, listen to what happens. Umavriach es hamekatrikim, and it pushes away the prosecuting malachim. You cry out to Hashem, it pushes away this prosecuting malachim. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, Kapitel Vav, pasuk Tes, Suru mimeni kol poyel le'yavin, famous pasuk, ki shoma Hashem kol bechi. Suru mimeni, go away from me. Call Pilei Yavin, all those evildoers. Who is it? We're referring to the Malachim, the Malachi Chavala, the Mekatrigim. Why? Why should they go away? In what merit? Ki Shoma Hashem Kol Bichi, because Hashem heard the voice of my tears, the voice of my crying. You see what happens when a person cries out to Hashem, and this is just the voice of crying out. How much more is the actual demois, the tears themselves? It pushes away the mekatrikim, the prosecuting malachim, who come to attack and say, Hashem, why should you protect Klal Yisrael? They do this wrong, and they do that wrong. We can silence the mekatrikim. That's the power of the tears. And that's the power, even if you can't shed the tear itself, but your kol bechi, it's a voice of tears. In your heart, tivke nafshay, you're crying out to Hashem. In other words, sometimes a person wants to actually cry physically. He wants the tears to come down, and he can do it also. But you know what's going to happen? People are going to look at him like, oh, look at this Bagaiva. What is it? What's he crying about? What is it? Time of tzara still not going on? Yeah, there's a time when tzara is going on. But to avoid people looking at somebody as a Baal Gaiva, as this arrogant person, you cry in your heart. Cry in your heart. And Hashem, Yira Lelev, Hashem sees the heart. And everything depends on the person who he is, who he is viewed upon as, the place, the time, and all the situations, all the factors, all the variables taken into account. Yesh eis shiroi laharim koil b'chia v'liyoz boichim umivaki lo'ayresa am b'chia. There are times that's appropriate. Shiroi laharim koil b'chia, to raise your voice in tears. V'liyoz boichim umivaki lo'ayresa am b'chia, to cry out and to arouse others to cry. You know, sometimes you go to a levaya. Tell you leches lebeis olav, leches beis mishta. Shlomo Melech tells us in Kohelet, it's better to go to the beis avil, the house of a mourner, than to go to a beis mishta, than to go to a simcha. Now, I want to give everybody a bracha. We should only go to simchas. So, why am I chaylik on Shlomo Melech? No, absolutely not. The reason why Shlomo, one of the reasons why Shlomo Melech is telling us, the chacham ikol adam, the wisest men who ever lived, Shlomo Melech is telling us because when you go to a beis avil, hopefully a chay yitin alibay, the pasuk says the chay, the person's alive, he's living, he'll think to himself, what am I doing here in this world? Let me fix myself, get back on track, mechazik myself. But when you go to a chasna sometimes, it's not as serious. And we forget sometimes. That's why we had in Gemara Brachas, different Amarayim, they took fancy items and they smashed it. Don't do this, by the way, and come back and say, I told you to do this. I'm not telling you to do this. I am just bringing out the Gemara that they did this to bring out the point that sometimes you go to chasna and you don't have that serious mindset, of course, because you're dancing and happy and laughing. But that's why Tayv Lechaz Abay Sovel puts you on track. It should put you on track. Is that there are times to cry. V'yeshul Adam Shiroi Loi Lihaster B'chiyo Kasher Zoi Derech Yishor B'chol D'Rechecho V'atzne Lechazim L'kecho. And there are times and places that a person should know, now is not the time and place for me to raise my voice in tears because people look at me like a weirdo, like an arrogant person. Oh, you think such a tzaddik. But you know what? Cry out to Hashem in your heart. You can still do it and cry out to Hashem in your heart. Do your actions with tznius, with modesty. And if you're the person, and I was saying sometimes you go to a levaya, and you're sitting there, and all of a sudden you hear tears coming out. Many times it's from the women who arouse others to join in with the tears. This is an appropriate time for the tears to come out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't think people ask, why is he crying? Why is he crying? I think it's more of a question people will ask, why is he not crying? The Pelioz is mechazikas. He says, you have a tool. Use this tool at the right time, at the right place. But use it. Use this tool of tears to cry out to Hashem.